shall produce the season of its fullness. And that became very strong for us and very, very beautiful. And Galatians chapter 4 was a very beautiful scripture that was talking about how that the child, as long as he remains a child, does not differ from a slave, but he must without fail go through a time of instruction, tutorship, governorship, control. And the Bible said when he goes through that, when the fullness of time comes, verse 4, then he's prepared to become a true son. And that is what God is set to do with us in this season of his fullness. Therefore, October 2019, what time is it? What time are we in October 2019? God said to me to tell you, it's time to be instructed. Please write it down, write it down, write it down. It's time to be instructed. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 20, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy later end. Solomon went ahead by the Spirit of God. In Proverbs chapter 9 verse 9, he said, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, he will increase in learning. You will not end this season in foolishness. Luke, the physician, was speaking by the Spirit of God in Luke chapter 1 verse 4, talking about, he says, some things that needed to be clearer by the instructions, the certainty of those things wherein thou art been instructed. The Message translation of that Luke chapter 1 verse 4 said, so you can know beyond the shadow of a doubt the reality of what you were taught. NLT of that scripture said, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught. It becomes very clear for us and very, very cogent that we have come to a season of instructions. The season of his fullness is a season of instructions, which is to birth our maturity. I'm going to say this here categorically, friends, that you don't play careless this season. We are out of the foundation by the strength of God as a movement. God is building things, preparing us to take over fully. I'm going to challenge you and charge every one of you to please sit tight for instructions. It's going to come strong. It's going to come real. It's going to come true. It's going to come precise. Now, note the following. Number one, he owns times and seasons. God owns times and seasons. Acts chapter 1 and verse 7. They began to ask Jesus, what about this, what about that? He said, hey, it is not for you to know the times and seasons. God is the one that has the propensity of the ability to control the times and the seasons. God owns times and seasons. He owns this particular one. He has it so close to his chest that it is so crucial for him. I say this with every sense of responsibility because there's so much strong things that lies ahead, that it will take the strong to last. It will take the strong to last. It will take the strong to last. Mark these words so that by the end of this season, you will know where you are. It will take the strong to last. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 made us understand that who God is, that he has everything in control, and there is a season, there is a time for everything that he has as a purpose under the sun. Daniel chapter 2 verse 21 showed to us also that it's not just the God of times and seasons, he's the one that changes the times and seasons and determines the lifting of men and the operations of their destiny. So you must understand that you never own a season. God owns it, and he knows everything about that season. My prayer is this, that the season of his fullness will flow for you every dimension of God in Jesus' name. Number two, God births seasons with statements. God births seasons with statements. You must understand that statements schedule seasons. That is how God operates. God never have a calendar, but he set up seasons. God has times, only times for operation from the lives of men and the dispensation of generations and his operations. You must understand, when you want to end a season, what you always discover is a statement. Statement of account is to end a season of operation of your account. Statement of result is to end the season of the operation of a course you're going through. Are you with me, somebody? So it becomes very, very important that there's this understanding that comes for you, that everything that has to do with God, he begins with a statement. Genesis statement. That was a season for the existence of the earth. Statement. Are you with me, somebody? Genesis 1, John chapter 1, statement. God will always begin things with statement. He ends also with a statement. So God starts everything new and anything new with a word, not an action. Interestingly, check all through the Bible. It's with a word, not action. Glory to God. So watch out for statements that will bring you into the glory of this season. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, clear statements of heaven will come for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, these statements are not just mere words, they are instructions. So we saw all through Genesis chapter 1, they were not ordinary words, they were instructions for the existence of everything God created. And these instructions were commands. Commands. The season of his fullness is not just any kind of season. It's a season where instructions will come in unusual dimensions. And I beg you to pay attention to them. For those of us that come to church just sitting down and not writing, especially if you are privileged to know how to write, please stop it. It will not do you good this season. I will enjoin you and encourage you to ensure that you are a writer. Glory to God. Palace waiters, can I ask that you distribute the newsletters right now as I bring the message to a close? He's got times and seasons in his hands. Call for light out of darkness. He doesn't need a man to be the God he is. It's all by his grace that we are called his own. He's got times and seasons in his hands. call for light out of darkness. All right. I'm going to advise you to learn to always do first thing first in your life. Always learn to do first thing first in your life. Before the close of today, make sure you go through that. All that this brings into you, or what instructions are all about. What they entail, what they represent, what they carry, what they are to deliver. As Ecclesians, God has not brought us to struggle. As Ecclesians, God has brought us into a very awesome life. And all He wants you to do is to apply yourself to what He wants. If you truly apply yourself to what He wants, I promise you, you will never ever regret. So please do well, every one of us, please do well to go through those newsletters. They are for your good. In Jesus' name. I give you three scriptures, and then we get ourselves set for Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Someone shall flow. Luke 13, 18 to 21, translation for translators. I'm going to advise also that in this season that you do well to update and upgrade your Bible app, so that you can have so much. It's going to be very deep this season. These three scriptures God gave to me, one after the other, and said, it's for us. Keep them tight, keep them strong. Meditate upon them. They're for your good. Then he said, I will tell you how the number of people who let God rule their lives will increase. How many number of people? I will tell you how. So it's not just for one person. A number of people who allow God to rule their lives will increase. So do you know how the number of people who let God rule their lives will increase? I will tell you what I can compare it to. It will be like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in his field. It grew until it became big like a tree. It was so big that birds built nests in its branches. The people that allow God to rule their lives said they will increase so much that birds will build nests on their branches. So that talks about their growth would not just be for themselves, it will be for others if they allow God to rule their lives. Go on, sir. Then he said, I will tell you something else to illustrate how the people who will let God rule their lives can influence their society and how more and more. Instructions will come. These are not my words. This is the second time in my life that God began to use translation for translators to talk to me for the second time. So this is strong. Go on, sir. Thank you. It will be like a little bit of yeast that a woman mixed with about 5 pounds of flour. That small amount of yeast made the whole batch of dough. So when you allow God to rule, and he will rule you by instructions, when you allow God to rule your life, he said just little will be taken from you, but it will begin to magnify it to the point that to blow up everywhere. Please allow God. That's all I can say. Romans chapter 8, from verse 5 to verse 8, message he gave. Romans chapter 8, from verse 5 to verse 8, message he gave. All right. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercise it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he's doing. Let's read verse 8 together. And God isn't pleased at being ignored. Focus on God. Focus on God. Don't drop these words. Focus on God. It's very key. Is very, very crucial for you. The final scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, TLB. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, TLB. Please write this one down. Write it down. Shall we together read? 1, 2, go. Stop. Appropriate, please. 1, 2, read. That's what he said to me while praying the midnight today for you. It's time to learn to know him more and more. He didn't say pray, he said learn. You know what Jesus said? He said, come and learn the unforced rhythm of grace. Learn. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Message translation. Come unto me, all you that labor. Stop struggling. Don't pray. Learn. This season is for learning. Because it's the season of easefulness. Learn. Rise to your feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will not fail this season. I will not be dropped this season. I will not lose out this season. This is my season. Because it is your season of my fullness. I agree with the word of God. So help me, Lord. Amen. You make every new season with a new decision. You start every new season with a new decision. If you keep living your life the same way you lived it last year, you become a fool. Not that you become, you're already a fool. With a new decision, it's very important. The woman with the issue of blood changed the season of her life by a decision. I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. That was the beginning of a new season of her life. That prodigal son changed the season of his life with a decision. I'm returning back. Everything changed. Esther entered a new season of her life with a decision. And that decision rescued a whole generation. Daniel became who he is with a decision. Everything about his life was brought into a glory by one decision. And that decision birthed a new season. Friends, 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 friends everywhere. Thank God for what God did last season. This is a brand new season. If you have not known anything about this movement, we don't do the same thing. Because he said, that is not me. The reason I bring people into times and seasons is because I have something completely different from the last one. So it's not a stereotype. I beg you, you've entered a new season. May not be that you stay at the entrance and not move in. Instructions will come. I pray you won't miss out. I want to use this season not to talk about the glory that lies ahead again. So those that want you to drop are to drop. Because I really want them to drop. So I'll just be coming like this, communicate God's word to you, and go. Because if you are to experience what God has in store, it will be that you are ready to go any length for it. Just any length for it. But if you can have a strong retrospective view of the season of refreshing that ended and how he climaxed it through the Word and Power Conference, you will know that there's something strong about what lies ahead. This was the best Word and Power Conference forever in terms of everything. And then you could see signature all over everywhere. The miracle of no rain. And there was no, Father, we bind. There's nothing to bind. It's to let you know that He is involved. And if you observed on that Wednesday, the thunder struck with lightning 7 times. I pray you'll be sensitive enough to understand. I'll get to a point in this is whereby I'll just read and we share goodness and go. That's all. So you begin to understand what God wants to do with you. Read through that newsletter, digest it enough, and open your ears and your eyes, ready for instructions of God. That will make you. My prayer is this: none of us will miss out. Yeah. That as this work comes out in its full glory, you also will be manifested. Yeah. Father, we remain eternally grateful for everything you've done for us. Words fail us to totally express our gratitude. This is awesome. To know that you can do such things in the lives of men. Thank you for the freshness of your word. Thank you for always talking and always directing. Thank you for never leaving us in the dark. We anticipate every fullness you have for us. As we take you to instructions. October 2019, it's time to be instructed. We agree. Thank you, Father, for every family. Thank you, Father, for every head of every home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, because the Spirit of Christ rests upon everyone afresh. The same way you watched over all ecclesia and all through the last season, you would do greater. It's time to take territories. It's time for government. Thank you, Father. As you raise this man and this woman through your word, they will not fail you. Amen. All these children that you've given to us, every one of them shall be great. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Lord. Lord, as you begin to demand from us what it takes to take over, none of us will fall by the weight of it. Not just us on ground, but those online also. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Please, you may be seated.